West Georgia's first news on this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Carrollton police continue to investigate a Thursday afternoon shooting that left a subject with a non-life threatening gunshot wound. Carrollton Police Captain Shannon Cantrell says Thursday afternoon around 5 p.m. officers responded to the area of 912 Lovern Road, the Reserve Apartments, because of several shots being fired. When officers arrived, they found numerous shell casings in the parking lot. A short time later, a subject showed up at Tanner Medical Center with a gunshot wound. The subject was treated at Tanner and released a short time later. Detectives have interviewed witnesses and are continuing to try and identify suspects. The Georgia Promise Scholarship has begun accepting applications as of March the 1st, offering up to $6,500 annually for private school tuition, tutoring, and other educational expenses for eligible K-12 students in the 2025-26 academic year. The initial application window closes April the 15th. Now, only students who attend the lowest performing 25% of schools under the state's academic rating system are eligible for the scholarships. That would include five Carroll County schools: Bowden High School, Mount Zion Middle School, Sharp Creek Elementary School, Temple Middle School, and Villarica Middle. Five schools in the Coweta County District, 12 schools in the Douglas County District, eight Paulding County schools, and three Polk County schools are also on the list, as is Ephesus Elementary School in Heard County. Students attending classes in the Carrollton City Schools District, Harrelson County Schools District, and Bremen City Schools District are ineligible for the scholarship. Well, the second full week of early voting for the March 18th special election in Carroll County beginning on Monday at the elections office on Noonan Road in Carrollton. Only one item on the ballot, a question whether or not voters will support the continuation of the 1% education special purpose local option sales tax. Carroll County voters had approved the existing ESPLOST in June of 2020 with 64% support. Early voting continues at the Carroll County Elections Office for the next 2 weeks, including Saturday, March the 8th, and 1 week of early voting will be available at the Powell Park Rec Center, March 10th through the 14th. Georgia Forestry Commission for Carroll, Douglas, and Harrelson Counties Chief Ranger Max Driver continues to encourage area residents to refrain from burning anything if possible from now until Wednesday, when rain is expected. Driver says during this period we will continue to see humidity in the low 20s and possibly the teens. Winds will be gusting from 20 to 25 miles per hour, and this will produce increased fire behavior and a high likelihood of wildfires. He says in that type of environment, wildfires will move very fast, and unfortunately, we have already seen several incidents of proof of that. A Paulding County jury finding a 39-year-old Bremen man guilty of aggravated assault and possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony on Friday after a week-long trial. Sentencing has been set for a later date. The case dates back to June of 2021 when David James Roper shot Dion McFarling while the two were engaged in a dispute at the defendant's residence at 193 West Brook Road. Deputies who responded to the scene first encountered the victim, who stated that the defendant shot him. Deputies then attempted to make contact with Roper, but he barricaded himself in his house. Harrelson County Sheriff Stacy Williams requested Georgia State Patrol SWAT, and they arrived on the scene. After a few hour standoff, Roper surrendered to law enforcement. Further investigation and physical evidence confirmed that the defendant was the primary aggressor in the dispute. The defendant is a repeat offender who has been charged previously with domestic violence and various drug and property crimes. Now, this case was referred to the Paulding County District Attorney's Office by the Prosecuting Attorney's Council of Georgia after a conflict of interest was identified in the Tallapoosa Judicial Circuit. And with the support of a 2024 Community Foundation of West Georgia Power of the Purse grant, Giving Hearts Incorporated has expanded its outreach to serve a largely overlooked group of citizens by securing a permanent pantry site and launching a centrally located mobile pantry to better meet the needs of the community. CEO of Giving Hearts, Denise Shackelford, stating our new location allows us to serve the Hispanic communities on Burson Avenue, Lovern Road, and Elizabeth Village Trailer Park, among others. To further their impact, they translated outreach materials into Spanish and increased Hispanic volunteer engagement, ensuring that more families feel welcomed and supported. Initially alternating locations, the mobile pantry is now permanently hosted at North Point Baptist Church, which can better accommodate the growing demand. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source in the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington.